Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. Friends, welcome. That was the Jacob Austin Band from Anderson, Texas, with a great version of Josh Turner's Long Black Train. Number 13 on Billboard's charts for Josh Turner in 2003. It was a huge hit as it stayed on the charts for more than 30 weeks, and the album of the same title was certified 2x platinum for Turner by the Record Industry Association of America. Performed here by the Jacob Austin Band, I met all those folks and played the same stage. Miss Connie Smith is still a regular performer on the Grand Ole Opry, and Bill Anderson convinced Connie to go to Nashville to make demo recordings of his songs to be pitched to other artists. As soon as Chet Atkins heard Connie sing, he signed her to an RCA Victor recording contract. Hits that followed were Once a Day, Then and Only Then, If I Talk to Him, Nobody But a Fool Would Love You, Ain't Had No Lovin', I'll Come Runnin', Cincinnati, Ohio, and Tiny Blue, Transistor Radio, and at least a dozen more. She came out of Elkhart, Indiana, and was raised in West Virginia and Ohio. She married country music star Marty Stewart in 1997, and in 1974, she released Connie Smith Sings Hank Williams Gospel. It was the first album of Hank Williams Gospel songs recorded by another artist, and it was nominated by the Grammy Awards for Best Gospel Performance. And friends, here's Miss Connie Smith with a cut from that album.
Some people steal, they cheat and lie for wealth and all that it will buy. But don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver be in a deep, dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul. Well, I'd rather be in a deep, dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my soul. Don't trade your soul for a house of gold.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sent his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us, he stands there in love. On the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, thank you.
drifted on the flood many days. He searched for land, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some that wasn't forgotten. He sent down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Eddie Coffey, a Newfoundland legend, with Ferlin Husky's number one hit, On the Wings of a Dove. Eddie helped open the door for other Newfoundland artists that followed. My great friend, Bob Gardner from Niagara Falls, Ontario, provided the picture for Eddie's album, The Girls from Newfoundland, and many other Canadian artists as well. And you heard the great Miss Connie Smith with A House of Gold, written by Hank Williams. In 2010, Connie was inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. In 2012, alongside Garth Brooks, Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame. And she said, just to be in the company of the great Miss Kitty Wells was enough. Last week I played a song titled Mama's Bible. Here's one with the same title, Different Words by Stonewall Jackson. And then it's Susan Huey from Truro with a song that was written in 1886, Standing on the Promises.
Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold. Mama's Bible, guiding our soul. Mama died years ago and left us kids alone. But before she went, she told me, son, you've got to carry on. You're the oldest boy, Jack, so raise your brothers right. Here, son, take my Bible and follow by its light. Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold. Mama's Bible, guiding our soul. The boys have all grown up now, the baby just left home, and I can rest with ease now, for I know they're not alone. They've got the many blessings that I've read every day from the pages of Mama's Bible to guide them on their way. Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold. Mama's Bible, guiding our soul.
Standing on the promises. Savior standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all and all. Standing on the promises of Savior, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of
Susan Huey from Truro, Russell Carter, a military college professor from Chester, Pennsylvania, wrote Standing on the Promises in 1886. Mama's Bible by Stonewall Jackson is a Mel Tillis song from Stonewall's Columbia album, Trouble and Me. I purchased this one in 1965. I was 16, and the price tag is still on it, $1.98. I would have purchased that at Capital Sales in Amherst. And friends, next I'm calling on Brenda Jones from Hamilton, Ontario. Her CD, And the Two Became One, is from 1996 and contains 21 tracks. Joel Hemphill composed Master of the Wind, Consider the Lilies, He's Still Working on Me, and 350 more gospel songs. The recipient of 8 Dove Awards. And like I said, it's Brenda Jones from Hamilton with Master of the Wind. And then it's the Ross family from Piedmont, Missouri. They have one written by Johnson Oatman Jr., Higher Ground, from 1898. And that's right after Master of the Wind.
But I
friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
I'm pressing on the upward way.
Family from Piedmont, Missouri, with the old hymn, Higher Ground. You'll find that in most of the old hymnals. A family bluegrass group, and son Justice Ross was in his early teens on this recording. He would go on to perform with many famous bands and entertainers, and he's played the Grand Ole Opry numerous times. And today he's a member of Ricky Skaggs' famous Kentucky Thunder Band. Justice Ross plays numerous instruments, but his love is the acoustic guitar. Brenda Jones there from Hamilton, Ontario, with superb vocals on Master of the Wind. I've played that in the past, and it was incorrectly titled My Boat of Life. And speaking of Ricky Skaggs, here's a live version of Ricky with none other than the man who made the five-string bluegrass banjo famous, Earl Scruggs, with the classic Who Will Sing for Me? And I'd like to send this one out to Eldon Porter and Kenny Niles.
Oft I sing for my friends, when death's cold hand I see, when I reach my journey's end, who will sing one song for me? I wonder who will sing for me. Cross that silent sea. gather round and look down on me. Will they turn and walk away, or will they sing one song for me? I wonder who will sing for me when I'm called to cross that silent sea. Who will sing for me? I'll sing till the end, contented I will be, assured that some friend will sing one song for me. That silent sea, who will sing for me?
Yeah, it's mighty fine, Earl. Yeah, that's great picking, Earl. Yes, sir.
Friend Sally Jennings from Crows Mills, Nova Scotia, Don Lee wrote, "That's the Man I'm Looking For," and I played it in the past by Roy Acuff and Lulu Roman of Hee Haw. "Who Will Sing For Me" is from the pen of a bluegrass pioneer, the great Carter Stanley, first recorded by the Stanley Brothers on King Records in 1962. And that version was from a collaborative album and DVD, The Three Pickers, issued in 2003. Ricky Skaggs, Earl Scruggs, and Doc Watson. And how do you top that? I suppose you just don't. And friends, I'm next with a home recording from February the 1st of 2022. I'm playing a mandolin I purchased from Fred Eisner. I'm also playing a 1975 D28 Martin that I traded a rare Hank Williams Sterling 78 record for, and a 1994 Abilene electric bass that belongs to my daughter Melissa. Fred Eisner, if you're listening, you just have to pretend it's a big old doghouse acoustic bass. Daniel DeMarbel wrote when they ring those golden bells in 1887. Born in Seville, France, he worked whaling ships in the Arctic, joined the U.S. Navy while in his late 20s, and to finish this set, it's one of the kings of bluegrass, another great, the colorful Jimmy Martin, with one called My Lord Keeps a Record.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Shall know their number when in death we sweetly slumber. When the King commands our spirit to be free, nevermore with anguish laden we shall reach that sweet forever. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. When they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Someday for my living down here. And he knows,
yes, he knows
all about me,
all
my troubles, my sorrows, my fears. I live each moment,
every moment,
through the mercy of God's loving grace. And someday he will call me to that wonderful, beautiful place.
Keeps a record
of the moments I'm living down here. And he knows,
yes, he knows
all about me,
all
my troubles, my sorrows,
my fears.
I live each moment,
every moment,
through the mercy of God's loving grace. And
someday
he will call me,
that wonderful, beautiful place.
My Lord
keeps a record
of the moments I'm living down here. And he knows,
yes, he knows
all about me,
all
my troubles, my sorrows,
my fears.
I live each moment,
every moment,
through the mercy of God's loving grace. And
someday
he will call me,
to
that wonderful, beautiful place.
Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, My Lord Keeps a Record, is from his vinyl album, Singing All Day and Dinner on the Ground. Carl Story and Don Pierce wrote that one, and Story and his Ramblin' Mountaineers were the first to record it in 1948. When They Ring Those Golden Bells was one of my homemade recordings, and Fred, I purchased that electric bass at the Amherst Music Center from Steve Dwyer, and everyone knows what wonderful folks Steve and Mary Lou are. J.B.F. Wright was a prolific songwriter from Tennessee, with possibly 500 songs to his credit. He wrote Precious Memories on an autumn night in 1923. Hundreds recorded it, from Bob Dylan, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and everyone in between. And the boy from Palestine, Texas, Gene Watson, has this one, known as the singer's singer, in the same league as country icons George Jones, Merle Haggard, Ray Price, and Hank Williams. And from Gene Watson, we move on over to another country music giant. I Found Jesus, and He Wasn't Even Lost, is country music great Carl Smith.
Memories appear. stillness of the midnight. Precious sacred scenes what life shall hold. As I wander, hopes grow fonder, precious memories flood my soul.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
I've walked away from my Lord many times, searching for something that I never find. I couldn't see through the sun for the shine, 'cause what I was wanting was there all the time. And he never gave up believing in me. He kept believing that someday I'd see. Love was the reason he died on that cross. I found my Jesus and he was. Something was missing that I wanted more. I finally found what was missing was me. I turned back to Jesus, now my soul is free.
And he never gave up believing in me.
He kept believing that someday I'd see.
Love was the reason he died on that. Jesus, and he wasn't even lost. And he never gave up believing in me. He kept believing.
Carl Smith there with I Found Jesus and He Wasn't Even Lost, and that's from a compilation CD. The writer is Jay Coleman. Precious Memories is a classic country singer, Gene Watson, and Gene became an official member of the Grand Ole Opry in 2020. He's regarded as the torchbearer for traditional country music. And gosh, I could go on and on about Carl Smith, but I shouldn't. 93 Billboard charted songs, 5 number one singles, Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way, When You Feel Like You're in Love, Don't Just Stand There, Are You Teasing Me, and 2 that were giant hits, Hey Joe and Loose Talk. Inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 2003, Hank Williams was promoting Carl as early as 1951, and Hank wrote 2 songs for Carl, Me and My Broken Heart, and There's Nothing as Sweet as My Baby. Also, 26 top 10 records for Carl Smith, twice married, first to June Carter and then Goldie Hill. And when we think of Gene Watson, his hits were 14 Karat Mind, Should I Come Home, Where Love Begins, Love in the Hot Afternoon, Farewell Party, Pick the Wildwood Flower, and Paper Rosie was written by Canadian Dallas Harms. Ray Griff, born in Vancouver, raised in Toronto, would be one of Canada's greatest songwriters. He wrote hits for 25 major Nashville artists, people like Farron Young, Dolly and Porter, Slim Whitman, Mel Tillis, Hank Snow, George Hamilton IV, Ferlin Husky, Gene Watson, Eddie Arnold, Hank Laughlin, Jerry Lee Lewis, Conway Twitty, Carl Smith, Johnny Duncan, Bob Luman, Johnny Horton, Kenny Price, Wilma Burgess, Jim Reeves, and even Wayne Newton. In 1981, Ray Griff released an all-gospel album, and that was issued by Boot Records, owned by Stompin' Tom Connors. Ray wrote all the songs on the album, and it's called Adam's Child. And friends, here's Ray Griff, and this one is titled The Eyes of God.
Are upon us. He sees every move that we make. In times of distress and in happiness, He watches each step we take. The eyes of God never slumber. He knows every road that we trod. It pleases Him when we have faith in Him. It brightens the eyes of God.
The eyes of God never slumber. He knows every road that we trod. It pleases Him when we have faith in Him. It brightens the eyes of God. It brightens the eyes of God. Friends,
Ray Griff with The Eyes of God. Ray was one of Canada's greatest songwriters. 41 international artists recorded Ray's songs, 247 Canadian artists, 319 USA artists. He wrote more than 2,000, with 700 recorded. Some of his hits were Canadian Pacific, recorded by Hank Snow and George Hamilton IV, Who's Gonna Play This Old Piano by Jerry Lee Lewis, Lost in the Shuffle, Stonewall Jackson, Where Love Begins, Gene Watson, and one that he wrote titled Baby launched the career of Wilma Burgess, a big, big hit for her, Better Move It On Home by Dolly and Porter, and the list just goes on and on. In his later years, he battled throat cancer, and Ray died on March the 9th, 2016, from pneumonia following surgery. He received 87 ASCAP and BMI Citation Awards for his songwriting, 1989, inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, 1998, the Canadian Country Music Hall of Honor, and in 2015, the Alberta Country Music Hall of Fame. And friends, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Marion Canning from Oshawa will close with a Southern Gospel favorite, What a Beautiful Day. Aaron Wilburn and Eddie Crook were the writers on this one. I wish I knew more about Marion Canning, and there's next to nothing about her online, but I do believe she may have been from Newfoundland, but I'm not sure. Marion sure can sing a wonderful gospel song. And friends, here's Marion Canning with What a Beautiful Day for the Lord to Come Again. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.